Now, more government work is being done by vendors these days. That's true across government, but it's particularly true with government technology. The government's spending more than $70 billion every year on IT. Now, each year, Washington Technology looks at the biggest IT vendors out there. Joining us now with analysis of the 2009 Top 100 list, Nick Wakeman, the editor-in-chief of Washington Technology magazine. Nick, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. Thanks for inviting me. I'm glad to be on.
And, of course, tell us, how are you able to cull all of this information and put this list together?
Well, we have we enlist the help of a market research firm. This year we turned to Eagle Eye Publishers, and they crank the data going through the federal procurement data system. And we've developed a list of product service codes that they analyze the data by. And they crank through that and give us a list, and then we start tracking the companies down and figuring out what they're doing and go from there.
So let's not waste any time. Tell us right who the big guys are, because they're names we've all heard of.
Yeah. Lockheed, for the 15th year in a row, is number one. Boeing's number two. Northrop's three. You would think I would have the list right in front of me, but number four is General Dynamics. Five's Raytheon. And so on, lots of familiar names.
I thought you had them all tattooed. You had the list tattooed every year. You had
it sounds
tattooed,
like you could probably tattoo Lockheed, since they're number one 15 years in a row.
Yeah, I'm running out of space for those tattoos.
I know. Give us a sense, because a lot of the top is essentially the same. You know, a couple people changed, but you write in the magazine that there are some changes in the way the market has really evolved, hasn't it?
Yeah, that's kind of one of the themes we looked at this year, because out of the 100, there's only 12 new companies, which makes you think, oh, it's just the same old players. But all of them, when you kind of, you know, get under the covers, are changing and adjusting their strategies. Northrop Grumman is a great example, where they merged their mission systems division with their IT division to create this $10 billion, you know, sector. Because they felt they needed to be able to reach across all parts of their company to bring solutions to the market. You know, other companies, a lot of companies are standing up cybersecurity businesses and healthcare, because that's sort of, you know, when you look at the Obama administration, that's some of the big priorities that they see coming out of the stimulus package and other things. So it's a constant state of flux.
You know, every time we talk to you about this list, there's always some overriding trend. You know, sometimes you see people, or rather companies, merging, sometimes breaking off, new guys coming into the mix. And like you just said, there's yet another trend this year. I wonder, it just seems like such an interesting time for government contractors. Did you anticipate more changes on this list?
Not really, because one thing that happened in 08 with the economy and the budget pressures is the market did flatten some, so we didn't really expect huge changes in the list, but it's more, the changes we're seeing are more internal to the companies, adjusting those strategies. You know, last year our theme was uncertainty, because we didn't know who the next administration was going to be. This year it's changed as people kind of adjust what they're doing to match where the Obama administration is going to put their attention.
Nick, how are you seeing that the companies are sort of evolving to sort of match? I mean, you mentioned that a lot of folks focusing on healthcare and making sure that they have healthcare arms, because that we keep hearing particularly about health IT. Any other particular changes that you're seeing out there?
A big one is cybersecurity. A lot of these companies have been doing cybersecurity, but in a way, cybersecurity has been almost like a fragmented market. They have bits and pieces of their company doing it. I think what we're going to see, what we've already seen, like with CSC has done this, and Booz Allen and others, kind of creating units that are pulling together their different capabilities in cybersecurity, because it is such a top priority and such a hot market. You know, one trend that I think is going to be interesting to watch going forward is the cuts that in the Defense Department, and the shifts in priorities there away from some of the big weapon systems. And our top five, you know, they're all defense aerospace companies, but they also have a lot of cash and a lot of money. So I think you're going to see them, one of their strategies is going to be making acquisitions to kind of line up with those priorities. General Dynamics, a couple months ago, or it might have been in 08 now, purchased a company, VIPS, that does healthcare work to kind of get a foot in that market. So I think we'll see them buying their way into those hot priorities.
How long do you see these trends lasting? And let me explain what I mean. When you and I first started talking about this years ago, we would see a trend last for a year, maybe two, then maybe a year and a half, then maybe a year, now maybe 6 months. I mean, things seem to really be moving quickly. Is that a misperception, or are they really moving quickly?
Well, I think they are moving quickly, but I think some of, you know, with the Obama administration and just the situation in general, I mean, you know, healthcare is, you know, is driving so much cost. So I think that's going to remain a priority, and there might be more political will to actually reform the system and bring on things like electronic health records and things like that in the past may just have been rhetoric. I think now we might see actual action. So I think that's something that has legs. Cybersecurity is going to have legs. I think what happens sometimes is names change. Mm. You know, they might call it something now that, you know, 2 years from now they'll call it something else so it sounds hip.
Yeah, that's right. Making sure that one of the other changes, as we've seen sort of the market softening, there were all those M&As, mergers and acquisitions,
yeah,
going on. That sort of settled in. There was, of course, the big one, HP and EDS merged or got bought or however we want to talk about it. But we've seen a little change in that market, haven't we?
Yeah, and I think it slowed down at the end of 2008 and the beginning of this year for certain, but I think it's starting to pick up. And I think one of the things in the government market that's different than the last slowdown is that you have a lot of publicly traded companies like SRA and Stanley and CACI and Mantech, and those companies, they have expectations they have to fill. So one of the ways that they are going to do that is by making acquisitions to kind of keep their revenue growing and move into new markets. So I think that we're going to continue to see a pickup as the year goes by in M&A. And again, getting back to these big defense companies, I think they'll be leading the charge.